Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Hello, wonderful people. We are grateful that you're joining us as we continue to talk about why am I so tired all the time? Listen, there are some people who experience fatigue, and we're not referring to those things that are connected to illness. If someone's having thyroid issues, or if someone's having a low iron, or just something of that nature, then of course, you need to make sure you see your physician and let them subscribe whatever is necessary in order to get your energy up. We want to be careful about taking a lot of these stimulants, these over-the-counter stimulants. I'm not going to call any names, but a lot of them are loaded with sugar and caffeine. And yes, it'll give you a burst of energy, but it will also spike other areas in your body, and we must be very careful with that. We've got to be careful about self-medicating because, you know, I know that it's easier than scheduling an appointment and going to see a professional, but it's easier just to pick up a bottle of this or to grab a couple of pills or whatever. But I, as your executive coach, I'm encouraging you, don't do that. Don't do that. Because you don't want to try to solve one problem, but create 10 others. Don't want to do that. So be mindful that that is not what we're referring to when we're talking about consistent fatigue. That's something that you need to take up with your physician or your clinician. But what we are referring to is just the everyday doldrums of life where you have a schedule, you go to work, doing this, you're doing that, you're doing the other. And because of that, you are fatigued. You're tired. You're weary. And we defined what that was in our last coaching conversation. You're exhausted in strength. Your endurance is not quite there. You don't have the creativity that you used to have because you're under a continual strain. You're constantly exerting yourself. And so it causes you to feel tired and to feel fatigued. Now, one point that we brought out last time that I want to continue to remind you of is this. Fatigue is always the consequence of action. So to the best of us, to those of us who are about our business and we're making things happen and we're seeing a lot of things occur, I want you to be mindful that even in the best of times, you can still deal with fatigue. For an example, if for those who work out, yes, we can work out, but if you just keep working and working and working and working a particular muscle for too long, you can strain it, and it can cause you to be tired in that area. So, fatigue is either contributed to the difficulty of what's being done or the length of time that you're doing it. But remember, it's always connected to action. Boy, it was some good stuff we talked about in our last session, and you need to be part of it. That's why you must subscribe. Come on, hit that bell or whatever that icon is, but subscribe to my podcast as well as my social media platforms. You can find me as Dr. Sid, Life Coach. That's Dr. Sid, Life Coach. Or if you want to talk to me, text Dr. Sid, DRSID, to the number 94000. So when you do that, it's going to lead you to a place where you can type in your message. When you type in your message, I will respond. Not a robot. That's me. I'll respond, okay? And then thank you, New Growth in Christ, for being our chief sponsor. And thank those of you for being a blessing to me and my lovely wife who's celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday.
birthday, lady.
Thank you for cash apping yours truly, $Sydney P. Malone. That is S-I-D-N-E-Y P-M-A-L-O-N-E. I told you that we're going to get into mental versus emotional exhaustion because they're different. They're different. So let's go ahead and jump into it so you can identify if it's physical, if it's emotional, or if it's mental. Now, mental exhaustion is, it has a tendency to refer to your cognitive skills. So when we use the term mental, it has to do with your brain function, or your cognitive skills, like thinking, decision-making, problem-solving, maybe even your memories. That's connected to your mental. So when you are dealing with mental exhaustion or mental fatigue, it's because you are using your brain. You're doing something, okay? You're solving problems, or you're listening to people's issues, or you're having to make decisions on things, or you're having to do a lot of problem solving, staffing issues, product analysis. It's just a lot on your mind. And I get it. I get it for you leaders, and for those of you who are upwardly mobile, those of you who are mom and pop. You've got to, pick the children up, and then you got to take them to practice, and then they've got to turn this assignment in, and they write this paper, and then it's just a lot on you mentally. And that mental exhaustion can cause you to experience fatigue physically. So that's mentally, all right? Now, emotional exhaustion, on the other hand, it has to do with your feelings. It has to do with your ability to identify what's going on with you feeling-wise. How do you process your feelings once you identify them, and how do you express them? Now, I just said a mouthful, so let's go back and let's listen and let's make sure we apply. Mentally has to do with your cognitive skills. Emotionally has to do with your feelings. So I have a question for you. Right now, as you're listening to me, how do you feel? I didn't ask you what are you thinking about. I asked you, how do you feel? How do you feel? See, can you properly identify what you're feeling? Dr. Sid, I'm just frustrated. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Okay, so we've identified that. Once we identify how you feel, the next question is this. How are you processing your feelings? How are you working your way through so you can get back to that place of even keel? Okay? What solutions have you embraced that will help you flow through your feelings? If we're challenged with that, then again, y'all need to text Dr. Sid at the number 94000. Let me help you with that. Let me help you learn how to process. If you notice, we never learned that lesson growing up. We were told that, hey, your feelings are your feelings. It is what it is. But there are some feelings that even though you feel it, you should not allow it to lead you. But you should identify it, and you should use the proper processes to work through those feelings. Because the third component of that, as I stated, you not only identify, you not only process, but then you will express. You will express how you feel to others. So how many people, and you don't have to raise your hand or you don't have to acknowledge this, but how many people realized that you have, in a sense, emotionally attacked innocent people who had nothing to do with what you were feeling, but because you didn't process it correctly, you were able to misdirect your emotions on someone else. How many times have we done that? How many times have we snapped at a person simply because we are emotionally fatigued? See, there's a difference. You come home from work, yes, you might be mentally tired. But if you are not addressing your feelings, you are emotionally fatigued. And those things will drive how you express yourself. And unfortunately, it can drive some people away. Emotional exhaustion, please hear this. Emotional exhaustion comes when you're trying to navigate difficult, painful, or unwanted feelings. You become emotionally exhausted when you're trying to process through difficult, painful, or unwanted feelings. What are some of those feelings that we don't want? Grief. Grief is not something that we just wake up with. No, it is connected to a painful situation that might have occurred. And so now we have to identify and we must process and express grief. Now, this is mental, at the time of this recording, this is a mental wellness month. And this is something that's real big at our church. Shout out to New Growth in Christ, our chief sponsor. It's very big at our church because we want people to understand there is a spiritual side, but there's also a practical side. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that you embrace the aspect of talking to someone who can help you identify what you're feeling. Because sometimes grief is not properly identified, and so we try to work over it, we try to mask it, we try to portray it as something else, we try to don't worry, be happy it. That does not always work, because deep barrels deeper and deeper and deeper into our subconscious. And then when it does manifest, it manifests in ways that are even shocking to the individual, because they'll say things like, I didn't know I had all of this in me. I didn't know that I was bottling all of this up. Yeah, we got to identify that in order to keep us from being emotionally exhausted. Here's another one, sadness. How do we process sadness? Because that is a feeling that if we don't process it properly, it can cause us to be emotionally fatigued and exhausted. You just don't have anything to give to anyone because you have not properly processed that emotion. There are three others I want to give you, but we got to give it to you in the next podcast. So come on, mosey on along to our next podcast, so we can continue talking about why am I so tired all the time, and we can discover the tips to overcoming fatigue. So I'll see you in our next session. But until then, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead, because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.